Proclamation number 235, dated the December 23rd, 1937. Trust in God. The blessing of prayer. In a few days you will receive a proclamation which will bring peace to your heart, and in this hour you will once again experience the Father's grace. You will all be safe in his heart if the suffering on earth makes you take refuge in him. He will lead you ever closer towards eternity if you engross yourselves in profound prayer and enter into a heartfelt dialogue with the Father, who is always willing to comfort and lift up the weak and the disheartened, who faithfully confide in him. Draw your strength from the Savior's words, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Single quote, and thus you can always lead a joyful life, for one is watching over you, who will safeguard you if you merely entrust yourselves to his divine protection. People are lacking this faithful consciousness of being protected by the Lord. Consequently, you must suffer on earth, for with this faith in God's ever-ready willingness to help, you would experience far less suffering and worry in earthly life. As long as you pray from the bottom of your heart, you will not be abandoned. You can entrust yourselves to the Father's guiding hand without worry and need not be faint-hearted. Your soul will only be granted peace when you have managed to gain firm faith in God, for one cannot be without the other. The Lord has so often provided you with the evidence of his love and goodness. How can you doubt it time after time? For this is what you will be doing if you allow yourselves to become depressed by your daily worries. Simply lift your hands to the Lord with faith, and you will always gain relief from your worries. If you then look back at the end of your days, you will regret that you had not entrusted yourselves enough to the Lord. You can achieve far more if you only ever unite with him, whose love applies to you all. He constantly admonishes you and would like to take possession of your soul, that it should wholeheartedly turn to him, yet you humans rarely listen to this wake-up call. Otherwise you would not go through life and suffering and sorrow. You will bear everything joyfully and with ease, and the inner voice will speak words of comfort to you even in your adversities if you always look up to your Savior. Dear child, love and trust for your Savior must be so firmly anchored in your heart that you will be able to gladly endure everything the Father sends to you, which will serve you for improvement. If you require being comforted, then appeal for it to the Father and he will grant your prayer, yet do not turn your heart away from him, who alone can provide help. Protect yourself through prayer from thoughts which are bleak and turned away from God. A deep and heartfelt sight of the Father will give his grace to you. This contact with him alone will already release you from the powers of dark forces, for every resentful thought, every unkind feeling is their influence. Yet the strongest weapon is always prayer. You cannot receive the blessing of prayer often enough. And in order to partake in all blessings, it is enough to send an ardent plea to the Father, who will never abandon his children. Therefore, do not let any day pass you by without sincerely commending yourselves to the Father. Then you will be protected against all evil influences, and you will triumph over everything and work for the glory of God. Amen.